The number of people in Portland city shelters has increased dramatically, with the city reporting 539 people in shelter as of a week ago. City officials say they are doing all they can to accommodate those in need and are working to get new shelter beds opened up and renting hotel rooms. Advocates for the homeless say the current spike comes as no surprise. Mark Swan's been with the Portland Homeless Services Agency Preble Street for decades, and he says there are some moments when he and his colleagues know that people are struggling to stay in their homes.
Often it's the food programs that see the increases first, because it's people desperately trying to pay their rent, so they scrimp with food and they come to pantries and soup kitchens before they can't make the rent.
And he says Preble Street's food programs have been swamped over the last few months.
We've been expecting this, frankly.
That's because the pandemic recession has made people's financial lives more precarious and increased the likelihood that they'll have to use shelter services. And city spokesperson Jessica Grandin says that public health concerns have added challenging limitations at its city shelter, Oxford Street.
Given COVID and the spacing requirements that we have to have, so obviously the capacity at Oxford Street is lower than it normally would be. And so they've been working, you know, very diligently to make sure that there's enough other options available.
Those options include hotel rooms, where about 250 people were staying as of last week, and an ongoing effort to repurpose a vacant county correctional building that the city calls Joyce House, but which opponents call a jail. The city is hoping to use that as a temporary shelter to replace one in the Portland Expo, which closed just before the election. Grandin says it's just one possible part of the plan to get people indoors before winter.
We've made a commitment to providing emergency shelter for folks, and you know, our staff continue to do that each and every day.
Meanwhile, Preble Street has been trying since July to get permission to convert its day center, which is closed during the pandemic, into a 40-bed shelter. That is meeting with neighborhood opposition and a lengthy delay, which Mark Swan says is understandable, though possibly misguided.
I think the opposition we're facing here, honestly, I think is really nothing to do with Preble Street. It's frustration on a broken and strained shelter system that's been in place for a long, long time in Portland. And I think Preble Street is the easy target there for all kinds of issues, whether it's the opioid crisis, the gentrification of Portland, the affordable housing crisis, the lack of health care.
But Swan says when and if the shelter is approved, his organization is ready to get it up and running in just a few weeks. And Grandin says the city still has spaces it can use and is doing as much as it can to make sure that people have a place to go this winter.